Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with John Sticka of Certified Angus Beef, talking about the value of CAB back to cattle producers in just a moment. Checking in on the Beef Checkoff, joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, you've been successful in working with other beef councils as you promote beef to U.S. consumers.
Yes, Ron. This summer, the Oklahoma Beef Council, in conjunction with other state beef councils, partnered to fund the Western States Initiative. It was a 9-week beef promotional campaign in key Western states, including California. So these 6 states targeted represented 63 million consumers, or nearly 1/5 of the total U.S. population. The campaign featured entertaining YouTube beef videos and Google search advertising, driving consumers to the Beef It's What's for Dinner website with the goal of inspiring consumers to choose and prepare beef. Consumers in our targeted area were served Beef It's What's for Dinner ads almost 20.4 million times. The YouTube part of the campaign generated more than 12 million video views at a cost per view of a penny.
Learn more about how your beef checkoff was working for you by going to oklabeef.org, click on Cattleman's Corner. The Certified Angus Beef Program is all about delivering to consumers a great eating experience. But John Sticka, president of Certified Angus Beef, says it's also about delivering more profitability back to beef producers, especially purebred Angus producers.
Oh, you're spot on, Ron. You know, our mission is to increase demand for registered Angus cattle, and we do that by focusing on delivering a high-quality product to the people the farthest away from the ranch, and that's the consumer. But we're not set up to be, you know, a certain size program. We're not focused on a certain number necessarily to determine success. Ultimately, our job is to connect the demand that's out there globally for high-quality Angus beef, for certified Angus beef, with the viability of farming and ranching families in cow country. And, you know, it has been exciting as we've put more and more quality in the marketplace. We've seen these premiums and these spreads and cutouts for premium quality continue to remain relatively high when you consider the shift that we've seen in the quality profile of the U.S. beef industry. You know, ultimately, we need to continue to look for ways for more of that premium, more of that spread for certified Angus beef to flow back through the cattle feeder into the cow-calf operators' pockets, and ultimately continue to see premiums for the price of registered Angus bulls. And so it's a mission statement that we feel we've made progress on, but it's one that we probably never fully arrive to really ultimately an end point. There's always more value to pass back from the consumer back to the producer, and we're focused on that through every segment that we work in, international, retail, and food service. Ultimately, it's important to increasing profitability for those that are producing these cattle.
One of the challenges for the CAB brand, having enough cattle to qualify to meet all the specs for certified Angus beef.
You know, we sure feel confident right now. You know, as we look at that we had one of the reasons we probably were able to succeed from a tonnage standpoint during the pandemic has been we had a record acceptance rate of Angus cattle meeting our science-based specifications for quality this year, with that number being 35.9%. And so it wasn't that long ago we were sitting around 14, and here we are now pushing in excess of 35 to 36%. And so we feel confident that the cattle are going to be there. You know, we obviously always pray for Mother Nature to be kind, you know, to producers with regards to being able to maintain herd inventories and so forth. And then, again, as long as we can continue to try to put more dollars back into production agriculture through our pull-through demand model, you know, we feel pretty confident that as I've heard Cattle Facts talk about it, we're kind of moving into this age of a demand-driven cattle cycle, where as long as the demand is there, the cattle herd will stay at a level that can supply it. And so we're kind of banking on that as long as we do our job and send the right signals, then the production sector will continue to do what they've done in the past, and that's supply the level of quality and the volume of beef that we need to feed those consumers that are demanding that product.
That's John Sticka, the president of the Certified Angus Beef brand, CAB, considered by some in the beef industry to be the gold standard of branded beef programs. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Hey, cattle producers, if you're involved in a value-added program or interested in signing up for one, you need to check out what's available through Superior Video Livestock Auction. Superior has implemented Superior Verified, which allows producers to source and age-verify their cattle through IMI Global. Learn more about Superior's involvement with value-added programs by going to their website, SuperiorLivestock.com. Remember, at Superior Livestock, we bring the value-added market to you. Previous Beef Buzz shows are up on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. Check it out. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.